Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Well, fascinating show planned for you today. Stromer, we didn't know he had acting chops.
No.
And we still don't know.
My rendition, not only of Shakespeare, but of some Billy Jack.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's good stuff.
And also, wow, what an amazing conversation. It only took 3 years to get your timely doors in. Fantastic.
And Stromer makes a suggestion that I would label criminally insane. Not criminal.
Nope.
Not insane.
That's true.
Criminally.
I hear you.
Insane.
But other than that, we do it again, and it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Hell of a lot of fun. First JB Weld, big or small repairs, home or garage. Ordinary household glue. Well, it's just ordinary. You need something stronger, something better. You go with the choice that the pros go with. JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive. They're one of our fine sponsors, and we use it everywhere. I love it. They used to just do, like, JB Weld was go-to for metal repair. Now they have the super glues and the polyurethane glues and all the different types of epoxies. You know, there's the water-based or the water-resistant stuff, marine grade. There's, like, the 5-minute epoxy,
sure.
The 15-minute epoxy, the overnight cure stuff. Metal, wood, plastic, and more. Don't glue it. JB Weld it. Available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Knapp Auto Parts, and more. It is JB Weld. And while you're listening, take a quick survey at podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you at podcastone.study. And if you do, you can get yourself a gift certificate, Amazon gift certificate to restaurants.com. Hop on. Take a couple minutes and get that gift certificate. Podcast1.study.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from HDS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the third month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a bottle of Vinny's Pure Vitamin Ultra Salt Hangover Cure. Four, count them, four sample bags of Country Archer Jerky, including original turkey, mango habanero, and teriyaki, an Olga Cha-Cha-Cha Blue Apron, and of course, a bottle of your choice. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Get it on. Got to get it on. Judge, but got a minute. Get it on. Thanks
get
for
it.
Tuning. Thanks for checking out.
Hey,
Marilyn Stromer over there. You are a summer, my
I
friend.
I am a summer. Some say even bordering spring summer.
You are right there. Vibrant.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Pastels,
like a flower,
and
almost
florals.
Like nature.
You're wearing a light blue.
Yes, sir.
A robin's egg blue.
Thank you.
T-shirt,
yeah.
And it is becoming.
Isn't it? It
yes.
Works for me, doesn't it? But you know what? Mm-hmm. What's feel these jeans. I just bought these for a wedding the other day.
Wow.
They stretch.
Stretch
jeans. It's
like
wearing tights.
Wow. Wow.
It's like wearing baby clothes.
It is.
Isn't that nice? Watch this. Watch.
Look. You are dapper. Uh-oh.
Bam!
Wow. He just did a squat. All right. I want to thank jbweld.com and geico.com and ADT. For sponsoring this show, I got some hot jam talk.
Yeah, hot jams, door jams.
Jesus, goddamn
what happened,
Christ,
friend?
The saga.
I know, because, okay, let me recap.
The humanity.
The last I heard, it was the door jams, then it was the thicker door, then it was the solid cord slab door, then you needed to increase hinges, right?
Right.
Or bore them out bigger, 4 inches.
Yeah.
Now where are you?
All right.
These are timely, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
That is the manufacturer of the metal jam.
Yes, sir.
Ironic that it's taking so long.
Yes, it is ironic.
Or as my friend in junior high used to say, ironical.
Ironical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some weeks ago, I made this proclamation, which probably torpedoed the whole project.
Okay.
I said to Peter over at the house, I said, I want to find some timely jams.
Yeah.
I need two doors and two jam setups. And I don't want to order these things and have to wait 4 days.
Sure.
I want to find them locally and source them and get them going.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. And then he said, I found a place down the street from where your warehouse is that has them.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Now. I'm gonna frame this door opening.
Yeah.
And I know from doing this for business that 32 inches is a standard door jam.
Right.
And that 36 inches is a standard door jam.
Right.
And maybe we could find it in a 30.
Yeah.
And even lesser chance in a 28. But I would like a 28.
Yeah.
This is basically like saying, like, I essentially wear pants that are waist size 35. They don't exist. You either get a 34 or 36.
Yeah, I know.
But once in a while, you find a 35.
Yeah.
So I don't know when I walk into the men's outlet store if, in fact, they have it or not. But I think it's a low percentage.
That's true.
So I said to Peter, I got two low percentage calls for you. One is, I'd like a 28-inch jam.
Yeah.
The other is, I would like an 1 3/8 solid core door. Interior thickness, but solid core.
Okay, can I just interject? Why 28? I'm concerned that you're not giving yourself enough width in the event that in 40 years, and I'm not...
I'm up to 37. I go
odd.
I always go odd.
Won't fit through the door.
It could be 39 or 41. While 32 is a standard door size, I actually, as you know, I think threw a tape on these bathroom doors.
Yeah.
They're like 24 inches.
They are.
Gary measured them, right, Gary?
That sounds right, yes.
Yeah, they're snug, but they're fine. 28 is fine.
Okay.
This is just a little edit bay.
All right.
So,
what if Ironside wants to go to the restroom, though? He's not going to be able to get the walker through.
That's true. But you know how I feel about employing handicap.
True, I do. Yeah.
So, and I look at a race as a handicap on occasion. So that's the way this guy rolls.
Understand.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what is your... Well, I don't know that. You don't enjoy the handicap when...
Oh, no. First off, I have a thing where... Here's what I realize. I don't like hiring good-looking people because they've had it too easy.
Yeah.
They're soft.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Soft on the inside.
I like military background.
Sure.
Best is wrestling. If you did any kind of wrestling.
So you identify by the cauliflower ear, obviously.
Any kind of team sports, military or wrestling at the high school or college level, I like.
Check, check, and check. That's why you hired me, right?
After that... I look for an aesthetic, a negative aesthetic.
Yes.
And because I feel like I know a handful of people who look good, who naturally look good in their underpants.
Yeah.
And don't have to work out.
Yeah.
There's some of the late, first quality is they're all late and they're all lazy.
Really? So you can pretty much categorically call this true.
I have found.
You've done a formal investigation with a clipboard. Go ahead.
Listen to me.
I am.
If you have to simply the act in wrestling of cutting weight.
True.
Just cutting weight. Just putting on trash bags and sitting in a sauna.
Or getting rolled in the mat. Remember that one? They'd roll you in the gym mat.
to cut weight?
Yeah, my friend did that. And they rolled. He put the plastic suit on. Then they would roll him in a gym mat, and he would sit there like a hot dog in a bun,
just sweating.
Sweating.
Yeah. Okay. That
guy would be quality.
Running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Not you know taking sitting. You sit in a sauna with trash bags on you,
yeah.
Sweating profusely.
During Thanksgiving, usually, because that's wrestling season.
You take a swig of water, you spit it out.
Yeah, you do.
Then you go run on that treadmill. You're trying to cut 13 pounds
right.
in 17 hours.
Right.
That person's got intestinal fortitude.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a person.
So that's what someone you want working for you.
That's the person who gets their hair cut before work on the way in versus in the middle of the workday.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Let me hear the percentage of those types that you actually employ.
I only have one of those guys. Yeah. Although Sean at the other shop.
Wait, who's the guy, though? Who's the one
Nate
guy?
Nate at the other shop.
Nate? Is that guy?
He's the wrestler.
All right.
Yeah. Now, look. He's got a couple holes in his game, but I'll tell you, he ain't tardy. He ain't tardy yeah. to the party.
Yeah, that's right.
That's for goddamn sure.
Gotcha.
And then Sean at the other shop, I think when he was in Iran, when he was like 7, went to the town square to see a beheading.
And what did he say?
I don't know, but that guy's always on time too. There's something about witnessing
yeah.
government-sanctioned killings in the center of town
yes.
before the age of 9
yeah.
and wrestling into your college years
right.
that bring out a certain breed of cat.
Yeah.
No excuses.
No.
Always on time.
That's it. So, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Sonny's not going to wrestle.
No. And how about the beheadings?
I could bring him down to Florida or Texas.
Yeah, you could. Well, did you watch that beheading when it was on the interweb? Did you ever see that? I never watched it.
I don't like watching any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, it made a profound impact on Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back to my door
Sorry.
Saga.
We digressed. Yes, go ahead.
My door saga is yeah. I said to Peter when he said, not only do they have 28-inch timely door jams,
yeah.
but they have solid core, 1 3/8, 28-inch doors as well.
And you were like, home run.
No. I do what I always do, where I go, huh, that's peculiar. But let's do it.
Yeah.
I go, that doesn't makes sense, but I'm not an expert in timely jams.
Yeah.
I just assume 32 is what they stock and 36 is what they stock.
Yeah.
But if he said they have 28s and they have solid core inch interior thickness doors, then order it and let's get going.
Yeah.
And that he does. And then at some point, he reports back to me later on that, oh, those solid core doors, that's a special order.
Right.
And I said, yeah, that's what I thought, because I've done that before.
Right.
And he said, but you can do 1 3/4 solid. And I said, okay, let's do that. They stock those in 28.
Okay.
And then he said, and they got to wait a little on the jams. And I said, okay. And then we waited for Monday, and Monday came and went, and then they kicked it back to Wednesday, and then Wednesday came, and then they said the stuff is in, and then they gave us the 4-inch wide jams. 4-inch wide jams fit nothing. I don't know what they're made for. Every goddamn
Wait,
stud.
Wait, 4-inch wide? So you mean in terms of going around your drywall and your stud?
Yes, it was a fast and simple process,
yeah.
which is you frame out your rough opening and
yeah.
you snap this over it.
Right.
You slide it over
Screw it.
It's
off,
a
done.
U-shape
right.
and you slide it over it. But if the jam is 4 inches
yeah.
and the door, the studs are 3.5.
Yeah, 5/8 drywall.
And there's 5/8 on yeah. each side, or there could possibly be 1/2 inch.
Yeah.
Either way, there's nothing that's 4 inch.
No.
I don't know why they make that jam.
Would it be for the metal studs?
Metal studs are 3.5.
They are.
I'm using metal studs.
Huh.
So they delivered a 4-inch wide, even though it was clear. You know, I told them 4 3/4.
Yeah.
And they just Four and three quarters.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, well, we screwed up. And then I was like, okay, well, now I need 4 3/4. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have to order that. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, do you have to order it with new doors or do you have to take your doors off and then reassign?
No, just new jams.
Oh, God.
And here's how useless the 4-inch stuff is. Right. They dropped off two jams. Those jams are $90 an opening. And they were like, hey, you can keep the 4-inch.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't know why you stock it. Why do you stock it? What can you use 4 inches? All studs are 3.5. All studs. So you could use it in a scenario where you put 1/2-inch drywall on one side of the wall.
Yeah.
What's that application?
Nothing.
Okay. But anyway, they know it's worthless. They dropped it off and they're like, keep it. And I was like, okay, I want the shit I ordered 3 weeks ago. And they're like, okay, well, we'll have to order that. Then they said it's coming Monday. Then it's coming Wednesday. It's a lot of conversations with Peter. Did you call the guy? Call the guy. Find out when.
Yeah.
At a certain point, Peter announces the jams are in. And the guy's going to drop them off because he feels a little bad.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Have him do that. Later on yesterday, I come walking into the shop.
Oh, no.
Roberto's sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, you got those jams up? And he's like, no. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, cause this is the right width and everything, but they gave us a 30-inch header.
No.
30. I got a 28-inch door.
So it's
all on a piece of paper. It's all on a fucking piece of paper. It's all on a piece of paper in front of them. So I go, look, man, I tell Peter, call the guys again. Tell them they dropped a 30-inch off. I got 230s instead of 228s and tell them it's not going to fit. I want my 28-inch jam. I want my header. Peter calls the guy, calls me back and goes, yeah, they dropped off the 30s. They said you can cut them down. They don't really make 28s. That's a special order.
Wait, how do you cut them down? Really?
I'm like, well, didn't I say a month ago you can't find 28s? Didn't I say that? What happened? I told you don't have these things. You work there. Why don't you know? Yeah. Why don't you know what you have? Jesus, goddamn Christ. I said, that's what I said. I would have fucking framed the door out to 30 if they said, all we have is 30, 28's really exotic, it's hard to find.
Right.
I would have just roughed it out
for
a 30-inch door, happily.
Right.
But no, they said they had them. So now the guy's like, yeah, well, we dropped off the 30s. We figured you could cut them down. I said, well, do you want to share that information with anybody? Would you like to tell other human beings when you hand these to them, they ain't the right size, but I hope you got a carborundum blade and a fucking chop saw.
But how would you cut down the jams and then reattach them? You just cut out 2 inches and then...
Yeah, well, the problem with timely jams is they kind of snap together at the top. There's like a flange and a piece and a door stops built in.
Oh, so it's three units.
It's not just chop it in half.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
No, you don't. It's hard.
You just top off one side theoretically and then slide it in.
No, you don't slide it in. It's got a catch and a hook and a thing.
Okay.
You have to... We've been hanging out with Dr. Drew. It's hard. You can't just chop it off. That's what I'm saying. If you do a wooden jam, just chop it off.
Yeah.
Butt it together.
Yeah.
This ain't that.
Gotcha.
But Sean, who I pay a lot of money an hour to at the other shop and has also witnessed a beheading in Iran, he's good to go.
He is.
And that guy's a metal fabricator.
Sure.
So now I have to decide. Do I want to do round 27 around Retard Park with these guys
and
go try to order my 28-inch jams? Or do I want to take my high-dollar guy and go, Sean, come here, look at this. Measure the door, measure the jam. I need 2 inches off this thing, and you have to redo the tab and bend the thing and cut the thing back. Now, Sean is an expert craftsman,
right?
And he'll do it. I don't know how long it's going to take him to do, and he'll do it right, so it'll take him a little longer.
Right.
But I just, at a certain point, threw everything at Sean and said, just shorten these goddamn headers. Make sure they snap. Take both of them back to the other shop. Take the leg with you, too, so you know they snap in and how it fits.
Yeah.
And make it work. Sean made it work. I was over there moments ago.
And?
I'll tell you in a second. First, I'll tell you about ADT. This episode brought to you by ADT, the nation's number one smart home security provider. All the latest innovation in smart home security, plus 24/7 monitoring. I think that about covers it all, 24/7. Team of pros design, install, secure smart home just for you. And it's secure, and they have 18,000 employees with connections to first responders and who are monitoring your home at all times. Secure smart home, video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks, and lights, controlled from the ADT app or from your own voice. How about that? Professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Carbon monoxide, people. I was going to say don't sleep on carbon monoxide, but that will put you to sleep.
That'll
take
you
down. And you will not get up. Nope. So get that carbon monoxide worked out. Safety on the go with the ADT Go app with an SOS button as well. ADT. So, Sean says to me moments ago when I storm into the shop,
yes,
in the back.
Like General George Patton.
That's right. I said, how'd it go with the door jam? Because this door jam has taken up 80% of my life for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He said, I cut it down. I said, how'd it work? He said, perfectly. I said, good. I went over to the other shop. The guys were hanging the doors.
Yeah.
Roberto. Now listen, would you guys please listen to me? No one will listen to me when I tell them here's how you hang a door.
Right.
You put in the jam where the hinges go. You make that side of the jam the butt side, not the strike side where the doorknob and the latch is, the butt side where the goddamn hinges go.
Right.
You put that in and you make it plumb, okay? Then you swing the door. You physically put the door on that side. Everyone goes, whoa, what about the header? What about the other side? Leave it alone. Leave it loose. Leave it loose. Then you swing the door and you shut the door. And then you work the margin on the header and down the strike side to your eighth inch reveal. And then you shoot screws in it and you lock it off with the door closed.
Gotcha.
Everyone, like, hangs the door. No, everyone levels everything up, does everything, screws everything off, and then puts the door on.
Right.
Well, Roberto does it that way, and then he swings the door, and he shuts the door, and the door's, like, just barely scraping, and he goes, we can sand the door. And I'm like, I don't want to sand the door. The door's fine. The jam's fine. It's built for it. We've roughed it out for it. You must back out all the screws. Sand the door. What the fuck? No. Swing it. Take all the screws off. Shut it. Set your margin. Done. Sand the fucking door.
But wait a second. When you're so you hang the hinge side. How do you then get the other side plumb after you've swung the door? If it has to then,
I don't set, give a fuck no, if listen. It's plumb. Listen to me. Oh,
no, sorry. But if it has to set out a little bit. How do you put spacers behind it to then set it out if it can't, if you framed it out and it has to come in a bit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
How do you do a washer on the inside of it essentially to not have it, when you screw it off, compress into the framing?
Stromer.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Please tell me you've modeled the lion's share of your career and you didn't actually do
no, construction. I've never
Are
hung
you a
these,
Sears
I've,
model.
I've never hung these.
Listen
metal
to
doors.
Me, you animal. You put the fucking
oh, they go
screws
in the front.
Through the
oh,
tabs.
Okay. All right,
the thing goes like
you.
A horseshoe.
Gotcha.
There is nothing in the front.
Oh, I thought it went in the front. Okay.
Even Gary's laughing over there.
Yeah. I did model for Sears once and passed
I
out.
I knew it.
Passed out in a sweatsuit and tore the paper sweep, and they had to take me away and fire me.
Wait a minute. Were they rolling you up in the mat so you could cut weight? Listen, pretty boy, you put the goddamn thing over the thing, you get your margin set,
I got it, fire the screws in the sides. I from this story, I will never use timely jams.
No, they're the best.
No, they're not.
They're the best.
They're not.
It's so easy and fast to do it. If you got the right side, if they give you the right
size.
It took
3 weeks to hang a fucking door. Give me a fucking break.
Listen. That's me. Yeah. It would work for you. And then you snap on the casing. You snap it on over the screws that you put in through the side. Right, How could you put screws to the face, Stromer?
Okay,
Jesus Christ.
In the world, I think the audience all wants to know, we're all on the edge of our seats, is this guy from the Middle East, or did he just get stationed there because his dad was a diplomat?
Oh, Sean?
Yeah, how did that happen? I don't understand.
I think his dad is of that persuasion.
Oh, he is.
He came here at a young age.
So he's Middle Eastern descent, this gentleman, Sean.
I think he may be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's Armenian. Yeah, he's Armenian.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah.
Fine.
But he's one of the good ones. All right. So theoretically.
All right. So what have we learned so thus far? Never, and I repeat, never use timely jams.
Always use them. They're good. You just got to have me have somebody else order them and I'll install them. And also, I have crazy conversations. Like, Roberto's like, we can sand the door. I'm like, no, I don't want to sand the door. Set the stupid margin. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, you shouldn't have screwed it off. And he's like, I didn't screw it off. And I'm like, I'm looking at 26 screws going all the way down the thing.
You put,
not only did you screw it off, you put way too many screws in. And then you get this answer.
Yeah.
All right, and just take them out. Yeah, okay. We'll just take them out. We'll take them out, and then we'll get our margin.
February is when the door will swing.
Just sand the door. That's how I get rich. I order everything, and then we sand stuff. By the way, when you sand the door, the door's already mortised for the plate on the end of the door. When you sand it down, if you sand an eighth off that door, you've removed your mortise.
Yeah.
It's now even. Jesus, what does everyone do for a fucking living? There's no goddamn way I'm smart. I'm average. Everyone else is dumb. That's my take. Whenever everyone says, oh, Adam, well, you're different. You think differently than everyone. No, I don't. I think like a average fucking human being.
No, you do not.
Tom Johnson.
You do not.
Tom goddamn Johnson in 1988 when we did a tenant improvement job at a fucking box factory in Pacoima, he said, here's how you hang timely doors.
Yes.
And I went, thank you.
Yeah.
And we were done.
But you...
We're done
you
with
are,
the exchange.
You have a unique take on the world and things.
I get that part of life.
Yes.
That's a separate part of life.
No one thinks like you.
That is fine in that part of life.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the part where I cannot convey to human beings how to swing a door without sanding the door around the jam that you put in the wrong place. That is not me.
No.
No. No. Rinsing coffee mugs, setting timely jams, not shutting the bathroom door behind you and having people think somebody's in the bathroom. This is not from a brilliant mind.
No.
I'm not Nikolai Tesla over here. That's from the average street.
Yeah.
I live on average street.
No, you don't.
Yes, I have a mansion on Brilliant Mountain, but I live on average street.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
I believe it's called a manse.
These are very average thoughts I'm having. Not exotic.
Yeah.
Now, coining the phrase Behyman,
that came from the mansion on top of the hill. Yeah. Behyman is fantastical.
Putting water in a coffee mug with a half inch of coffee in the bottom of it after you've already set it in the sink and lined it up with the spigot, but you didn't do it. Snapping the lid down on the squeeze mayonnaise before you put it back in the that's all from Average Street. You go down to Average Street, you'll see Ace Corolla pushing his mower.
Yeah, you will. You don't mow your own lawn.
No, listen. That... That's my doppelganger.
Meanwhile,
I'm up in the lab.
Yeah.
I'm in the lab up on, what mansion do I live in, sir?
Brilliant Mountain.
Brilliant Mountain.
Yeah, thank you.
My mansion on Brilliant Mountain. Sorry. That's what I'm doing. But my doppelganger is on
and
Average
what is his
Street.
Name? What is his name?
We have the same name.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Does he use Timely Jones?
He doesn't go by Ace. All right, listen.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like this diatribe is against Timely Jones. Stromer, it's a game changer.
I'm going to try it and see next time. I will try it.
If you... It's not great in a residential application,
right.
But if there's any time you need it outside of a residential application,
yes,
or it's like, hey, we're doing some guy's garage, we're making into an apartment or
something
doesn't have to be all hoity-toity,
sure,
do it.
All right.
Yes.
I'll know who to come talk to for guidance.
Please.
Not that guy who witnessed the beheading, though. Or no, we like him, though.
Sean will shorten it for you.
He's a good Armenian.
Yes, he's one of the good ones. And by the way, that's not racist because who knows how many good ones there are.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Could be all of them.
That's a very good point.
Statistically, that's a tough pie, but it could be all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What would you know? You're a summer.
I don't know. I'm a summer.
Gary, can you believe this guy was talking about shooting screws through the face of the jam?
I don't listen.
Jesus.
No,
sake.
I'm not saying washers. I'm saying the concept of furring it out with some kind of device to fur it out.
This is the majesty and the miracle of timely jams. You don't have to use shims. You don't have to float it out. You don't have to do anything. You get it right where you want it, and you pop
a tech screw through the side. It doesn't matter how many times you say it. I still will never use this thing.
Well, that is to you and your family's detriment, my friend.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Look no further than the door that goes into the studio.
I tried to look at it.
Look no further than the door that goes into the engineering room and every door in here. They're all those jams.
Okay.
They're put up in 5 minutes by moi. And not from Brilliant Mountain either.
3 to 6 weeks for most others.
No, these are all standard sizes. That's right.
All right.
Let me hit the JB Weld.
All right.
Big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Well, it's ordinary. You need strong. You need JB Weld. Proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I use it at home. I use it in the garage. I use it in the studio. They just dropped off a nice bag of swag for me.
Ooh.
I love that stuff.
That's good stuff.
Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room, if you like, as well. Pros and DIYers have trusted JB Weld for more than 50 years. Proudly made in the USA for metal, wood, plastic, and more. Don't glue it. JB Weld it, man. Available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Napa. And wherever you get auto parts, wherever you get adhesives, wherever you get your home improvement stuff, JB Weld. All right, we have a vid question or an email. What do you want to do?
Oh, we got both, but let's start with a video question. And please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And if you want to see the video, check out aceontheroof.com. And here is a video from someone else named Adam.
Hey, Ace and Stromer, get it on. But I want to show you something to help out my dad. So there's a crack going along the seam of this door, and it's also going upwards.
It's got a sliding door.
I want to how we can fix that if we need, how difficult it would be if we need to call somebody, or if we can just do it by ourselves. Now I want to show you the upstairs. Also, there looks like there's a groove right here from water damage, and there's one over there. Thanks, guys.
All right, it's got a slider door, right?
Yeah.
It's got tile going up to it. Looks like there's a little crack.
The one downstairs was drywall. It was two different doors, and it feels like movement to me, doesn't it? Why else would it do that?
Yeah, it's just the action of stuff. You know, why not, I don't know, fire a couple tech screws right through the center of the goddamn jam? Suck it up. That's what Stromer wants. Put some washers behind
You'll
there.
You'll never let that go,
Shove
will you?
Shove some washers in the side and fire some screws through there. That's his approach to everything. Listen, you're a model. You're not supposed to know this shit.
That's right. And a bad model, by the way.
Wait a minute. There are probably some screws going through that jam.
Yes, I know.
Holding it on. Some like surface screws.
Yeah.
One should. We could caulk the whole thing up.
Yeah.
But I would like to secure it first.
So it doesn't move again, because caulk will just stretch and crack again ultimately.
Right. Well, something's going on. There's a little movement, a little separation. Let's make sure that the jam is secure.
Correct.
You will find, probably when you slide that door open, you will find some like pan head screws that are the same color as the anodized aluminum jam that are like surface mounted.
And
like,
which way are they going, I wonder?
They're heading in. No timely for him.
Yeah.
They're going straight through.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think, because I put up some doors and some windows. It's pretty much just screw going straight through.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's a overmount plastic cap piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the thing that could be moving.
Right.
Right.
So let's do this. Let's take a hand screwdriver, Phillips. Yeah. People go at things with an impact gun or whatever drill, and you'll bust the head off or you'll spin them out or whatever. Take a hand screwdriver, Phillips head, and turn it by hand and just see how it feels. Is it snug?
Yeah.
Could it turn easily? Is it kind of stripped out or yoked out in the wood? If it's like yoked out in there, you have to do that move where you take pieces of wood like popsicle sticks, you dip it in glue and you shove it back in the hole and then you re-pilot hole it and put the screw back in.
Yeah.
But make sure everything's snug and then just caulk it. The top window, I couldn't really see.
And the other thing is, couldn't we go through the what if we pre-drilled through the jam into the stud frame, the framing, and then shoot a couple of screws in that way?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even bore that hole out in the plastic with a little auger bit so that it sits flush to the jam.
You can sink some extra screws through that jam if you like.
Yeah.
I've done that before, too, if you're trying to suck one part in a little bit.
Right.
Always do a pilot hole.
Yeah.
Everybody, arm yourself with a drill index.
Yeah, I just bought one from the old. Have you ever bought anything from Harbor Freight?
Oh, yeah.
I bought that generator a couple of weeks ago, but they sell cheap drill indexes.
Well, first off,
it's all crap, but
you go into the Harbor Freight in North Hollywood, you get like a 70-gallon compressor for $14.
Like, you really do, yeah.
You can go to the Harbor Freight in North Hollywood and just walk up to the counter and say to the chick behind the counter, I'd like to have sex. And she'd be like, well, that's $11. And you go, okay.
That's right. And if you use your super coupon, what if you use your super coupon?
$9.
That's right.
But then the tip.
Yeah.
It is. Harbor Freight is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane how cheap tools can be.
It is.
Now.
But they stink.
Well, you're not going to get anything good.
No.
But it depends. Like, there's certain things like automotive stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you want an aluminum floor jack, go over there and get it for $58.
That's right.
It'll work.
And their compressors and their everything that has a motor there that I've purchased works fine in terms of like the, you know, two-stroke, four-stroke stuff.
I think I talked to Gary, maybe Matt, about this, but I bought a big impact gun from Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
So my race cars, many of my race cars, have a center lock nut.
Yeah.
They do not have lug nuts. They don't have a 5-bolt pattern or four-bolt pattern.
You mean to hold the wheels on?
One big nut.
Yeah.
That's right. One big.
That's it in the center. That's it.
It's like 3 inches.
That's why they go so fast in pit crews, because it's only one.
Boom.
That's it.
That's what they do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, if you see Now, they don't do it in, like, stock car, but they do it in all the road racing stuff, huh. F1, everything else. Yeah. One big center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a pit crew?
Well, I have guys who do stuff.
Do you train?
No. Well, you don't have to pit.
You don't?
No. You just go out and do a half-hour race, come back. The center nut is held on with about 6 or 7 foot-pounds foot-pounds of torque or whatever. Yeah. They're big time. So if you want to get one of those nuts off or on, you have to have this like 5 foot breaker bar.
Right.
But the problem is the rim is super dishy.
I see.
So it's got to come out.
So you can't get in there.
Then they got to put this weird jack stand to hold the... Anyway, I bought an impact gun, a 1-inch drive impact gun. Big.
Yeah.
Man. From Harbor Freight, they got the goddamn trigger on the outside of the handle, like hanging out. I swear to God, Gary, find, I don't know, put in Harbor Freight impact, pneumatic impact gun, 1-inch drive. You will see, could be 3/4-inch drive. You will see that the trigger for this D-handle, big behemoth of a thing, is on the outside. It's at the top.
That's it there, the top part?
It's the top outside with nothing around it. When you go to pick it up or hand it to someone, it fires off. Jeez. You then have your 16-inch extender on it, and you have a socket on the end of it that's as big as a coffee mug because it's got to go over a 3-inch thing. You pick this thing up. You go to get down to start to put it on the thing. It goes nuts. Yeah. Who the fuck designs?
And there's no T-handle to keep from the thing from spinning on you? Like that's the...
No.
Oh, my God.
And listen, I'm talking from Average Street right now.
Yeah.
Put the goddamn trigger for the thing on the inside of the D-handle so you'd have to reach around. This is equivalent to you putting the trigger of a pistol on the back outside of the gun versus inside.
Right.
This thing fired off and almost killed us like 25 times. Eventually, I was like, Sean, take this shit apart. Flip the switch around, like put the thing on the inside. It's too weird and dangerous.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Why is that, Gary?
I don't know.
Does that make any sense at all?
Absolutely not.
The only thing I can think of is that they are assuming that your palm, when you're applying pressure into the tool, is engaging, and then if you get into a problem and you pull your hand away, it stops.
It does.
Why have a trigger on the inside,
though? I was watching a video, and in the video, every time they're picking it up, they're using the other handle. The one that is, it's very hard to see in this picture, but it's closest to us.
No, I understand what they do in videos. It's like...
No, I agree with you. It's absolutely insane.
You ever seen the commercial where the pot has the spaghetti colander strainer built into the pot?
Yeah.
You seen that commercial?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
All right. First, it's a chick going out with a pot of hot water. She's got the spaghetti colander in the sink. She's trying to dump the pot into the thing and dumps it on her head.
Right.
That's what they do in the commercial.
Right,
and then you go, wow, we got to fix this problem. They never exploit their problem in the commercial. Find out. You know what? Find out. Show me a picture of a Snap-on or Mac 3/4-1-inch drive impact gun. I can't imagine that the trigger is on the outside, although all they do is knock off the good stuff in Korea and bring it over to Harbor Freight. Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of knocking off the good stuff, insurance cannot be duplicated when it's Geico. Why? Because everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? That's the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Geico.com. Hey, I was thinking of you because I read an article in the People magazine feed on my phone late last night in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, this new movie with Brad Pitt that Quentin Tarantino directed. It's called Hollywood or something.
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time Hollywood. Well, apparently, Quentin, invited Brad over to see a version of Billy Jack that was on an old reel of film, film. And Brad Pitt said, well, I also have that on film as well. They both have and have archived the real original print of Billy Jack. So you are before and ahead of your time, my friend, when it comes to resurrecting fine movies and cinematic history from the past.
I had a 16mm archival print of Billy Jack.
Did you really?
I chopped it up and made it into guitar picks. That's what I think of that movie. That movie ruined my childhood.
It really did, didn't it?
That movie.
But please, just one more time, do your impersonation of the lady talking to Billy. Let me just hear it.
All right, let me just say this.
This makes me so happy.
Let me say this. You know, I've told you, Gary, and Matt frequently that I was a basketball hoop and a dog away from having a five as a childhood. Like, all I needed was a basketball hoop and a dog. Oh, and a basketball, because I think my dad would have beat me on a technicality if he put the hoop up.
Yeah.
All right.
Do pull-ups.
A basketball hoop and a dog away from going from a two to a five, a fair to Midland.
Sure.
But I'm going to take it a step further, because we're always talking about the things I could have had that would have made my childhood average. We now need to back some things out.
Okay, good.
All right. A basketball hoop, a dog, and then not seeing Billy Jack away from being a seven of a childhood. Do you realize that, Jerome?
Is that right? That's it?
All I needed was a Labrador, a hoop, and not being exposed to Billy Jack, Tom Laughlin, and his girlfriend, Dolores, who was raped by the side of the river.
Let me hear her say her thing.
Hold on. Are we looking at a...
This one's a snap-on, and I'll also go back.
It's a snap-on. It's got the handle on the... It's got the trigger on the inside, right?
Makes sense.
Correct. And back, and if you look at... when I typed in snap-on one-inch impact, if you look at these products that come up, all of them are... inside trigger, one way or another.
Why? Okay. But riddle me this. Snap-on does not have a patent on putting a trigger where it should go, right?
No, every company seems to agree with Snap-on. The only one I can find that's got the outside is that weird Harbor Freight one.
Why would you take a big, large thing that fires off this unwieldy, crazy... That thing is good for 700 foot-pounds of torque. It's got a huge steel cup-shaped ratchet on the end of it, socket on the end of it, with an extender. So when you hand that thing off or pick it up and it fires off, also, it dings up the rim. The rim is polished aluminum, and it's a foot deep. When you fire that thing off and you whack the inside of the rim, you just ding and scuff. Why would you? Okay, I guess... Instead of paying $189 at Harbor Freight, I could pay $1,300 and get the Snap-on.
Yeah. That's right. Is that the difference, really? $1,300?
The Harbor Freight's $189.
Yeah.
The Snap-on ain't $400.
Right. $1,840.
$1,840.
Really?
For the one I showed you, yes.
Jeez.
But maybe I'm worth it, Stromer.
I think you are. Well, when it comes to marring the rims... You got to get the right tool.
Mm.
You can't do that. We can't have you driving around with dented rims. You crazy?
All right, Matt, write down, is that a 3/4 or 1-inch drive?
1-inch.
Write down 1-inch drive impact gun.
Is this on your Christmas list from Mr. Stromer?
I don't know about the $1,800, Stromer. That's
a little steep.
Your wife's doing well, but not that well.
Not that well, no, sir. That's too
all right,
much.
Dolores?
Yeah, let me hear it. Hold on. Take a breath.
All right. Well, you need to be...
All right. I'm Tom?
Girlfriend. You're the 23-year-old actress who's found me by the riverside, tattered and torn.
And what do I say? What's my line?
I think you yell, damn your pacifism.
Okay. Ready?
Don't you remember that piece of...
Yeah.
That's
my line before you say your line? Or is it after?
I think I'm going to say to you.
Okay, I know. I got you.
You know, look, we're going to paraphrase here.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to just work the beats, all right?
I'm ready.
I don't know. Maybe we should hear it quickly, Gary. We should freshen up. This is a home improvement show there after all.
I pray Billy kills him.
You mustn't tell Billy, Cindy.
Okay.
Why not? Because he will kill him.
Damn your pacifism! All right. I am not going to let that sick animal get away with this!
All right, let's try it. All right, that's all I'm saying. Okay. All right, you start.
Line.
You pray Billy kills him.
Okay. I pray Billy.
Hold on. I thought you were a model.
I know.
We know you're not a carpenter, but you were a model, right? Don't you know your lines? All right, go ahead.
I pray Billy kills him.
You mustn't say anything to Billy.
Damn your pessimism!
No. Line. Why not?
Okay.
Because why he was. Right, okay. Take it from the top. All right.
Wait, what's the first line?
Fucking Christ, strong. Maybe I am a genius.
I'm actually sweaty right now.
Well, you put yourself in this position.
I did. What's the line?
He all right. She says,
"I." Let's review the source material. Right, sorry,
yeah. We gotta tell. Tell Billy.
Pray Billy kills him.
Okay. I got.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Take a breath.
I pray Billy kills him.
You mustn't tell Billy.
Damn your pessimism!
No. He says, why not? Okay, and then I say, because he will.
Why? Here we go. Take it from
there. And
that
then part. You yell, damn.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Jeez, you're lucky we're shooting this digitally. Because if I was rolling on this, if this was film, I'd be pissed right now.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
What's the first line?
I pray Billy kills him.
I pray Billy kills him.
You mustn't tell Billy.
Why not?
Because he will.
Damn your pessimism.
We have other people we can look at.
I've never missed Drew so much in my life.
Not a coincidence. Stromer's out next week.
That's right.
Stromer should be in the park doing Shakespeare.
Oh, God. That was so fun.
Anyway, don't tell Billy.
Okay.
All right. Take care of your last piece of business there.
For big or small repair projects, you need something that lasts. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesives as our sponsor. We use it at home, the garage, and, of course, here at the studio. And by the way, we have a whole box of goods outside, so we can glue some stuff. Available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, and more. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Yeah, it's funny. If somebody drops off some jerky or a case IPA, I got to jump on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it springs legs.
Yeah, the glue they're not aware of.
Nah,
no.
The glue, I don't have to worry about this crew.
I might grab some of that.
Stromer may.
Yeah.
Right, because I think his hair dryer crashed. He's got to fix the handle on it. It's got a big chute coming up.
I'll shoot some screws in it. Damn your pacifism!
All right, go to adamcarolla.com, and you can find out where I'm doing live shows. Montclair, Pasadena, Gora Hills.
Yes!
It's all coming up July 26th, 27th, 28th, man. Doing stand-up everywhere. And heading out to Monterey.
Ooh. Is that a car event?
Oh, yeah. It's a car event.
Wowza. Man. That's a beautiful spot.
Golden State Theater. Laguna Seca.
Oh, come on.
Best.
Jeez.
The best. I'll be driving that Porsche with the center lock
nut,
everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't drive passively.
No.
And you can go to Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y.
Have the people seen the Regal photo of you in the red car suit looking like America, goddammit? Have they seen that one? That's a great photo.
You know where I took that?
No.
In England.
Who shot that picture?
Alan Attridge, I think.
That's a beautiful picture, actually.
Gary.
Yeah.
Matt. How many times have I said, the people that go, we want to do a photo shoot, we need 5 hours. I'm like, you're not good. If you can't do it fast, you're not good. And they go, what's that mean? They shoot rolls and rolls and tons. And I go, look, here's what a marksman is. You got 3 shots. Here's your bow and arrow. There's the thing. If you go, I have unlimited amounts of shots, then you're not a marksman. That guy, Alan,
he is.
We were in Goodwood in England, and he said, I want to get a hero shot with you in your fire suit. And yeah. I was like, I don't want to. I want to enjoy my car, right. doing my drink, whatever, my beer, whatever. And he goes, just give me a second. Just give me a second. And I'm like, where do you want to go? And he's like, go up the hill, bring your helmet, take a second, come right back down. Yeah. And I do what I always do. Like, oh, come on, we'll do it later. Leave me alone. Sure. I want to mess with my car. And he goes, just 1 second. And he grabs the helmet. He grabs me. We go up the hill to the top of the hill. He like gets down on one knee, takes 3 shots, like says, turn this way, takes another shot and goes, fine, you're gone. Go back down. And I walk back down. Never even thought of it. It wasn't 5 minutes. It was 2.5 minutes.
The good guys
the walk to the thing was longer.
Right.
He got this epic, great shot that he saw in his mind that we use on our car stuff, and it didn't take him, it took zero time.
That's a good point.
Because he's good, everybody. Yeah. It's like when I swing a door with a timely jam, I don't come back and sand it. All right. So thanks, Alan. Until next time. There's the shot.
It literally. It's a great picture, man.
Matt, you know me. You know I was going, no, don't take it. We're fine. We got enough pictures. Everyone's got pictures.
Yeah, and you don't even look annoyed in the picture either.
And by the
it's
way,
amazing.
Hey, that's no flash either. It's all natural light, isn't it?
He's a photography expert. He has a podcast called The Two Hosers. No, that's if you're interested in photography, he picture. Knows all about it.
Yeah.
Fascinating guy.
Yeah.
And he puts the fast in fascinating.
Yeah, he does.
All right, so until next time, man. Carol for model, Eric Stromer. Saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.